And on today's program, we're riffing on one of the absolute worst superhero movies of all time. It's the 2005 Fantastic Four. I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Thing.
Eric Stormka.
Yikes. Let's hope it gets better from here. And we hate movies. Welcome to We Hate Movies on the Sideshow Network. Thank you for tuning in. As always, this week, like we mentioned, at that wretched top of the program.
Oh my God, that was terrible.
It was terrible. This is the 2005 Fantastic Four, directed by Tim Story. Didn't he direct some of those Barbershop movies?
He did. I think he also did.
Those Barbershop movies are way better than this. I'd like me some of them Barbershop movies.
He's done a lot of garbage from what I saw on the IMDb.
Did Taxi, right?
Taxi's horrible.
Oh, my goodness.
But Taxi's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
What?
Taxi, I think, is a perfectly fun hangover movie.
Wow.
Yeah, hot take. Hot take on a movie from 12 years ago.
Yes.
If Chris is the thing, then the question becomes, there's four of us here, who's doing what and why?
Oh, I'm the invisible girl.
Yeah, I mean, that's where you want to be.
Yeah. When I turn invisible, it's everything but the beard goes. Then it's revealed I've been wearing a fake beard for 10 years.
I mean, Eric Stormska, you'd have to be Johnny Storm.
I guess so, right? Because, it's Johnny Storm?
Yeah.
Is that what? And he turns on fire?
He's a human torch.
I could do that.
Did you watch the movie?
I did. I just, I kind of like
details.
Getting lost of like, wait, so are these two brothers and sisters? Or are these two fucking, which is what? Like,
actually, the brother and the sister are fucking.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That'd
it's
be cool.
A pretty edgy take on it.
I'm not putting that in there, Kirby.
The original Lannisters. Two blondes.
So I'm smoking a J with these two young twins. And let's just say we figured it out.
And I said, you two should be fucking.
And then Franklin Richards went to the window to see what was going on, and Johnny Storms just threw him right out the window.
Franklin Richards.
That's his son. The son, man.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
So,
yes.
Steve, you would be
Mr. Fantastic.
Richard Reeds?
Yeah, because I think
Reed
I'm smarter
Richards.
Than I am.
Reed Richards?
And you're pretty flexible, Steve.
Yeah, I'm very flexible. Just leave that where it is.
So I don't know anything about the comic, and I'm sure everyone listening doesn't know anything either. Let's go through this. So
doesn't
just
Reed
so I'm clear, it's Reed Richards as Fantastic
Mr. Fantastic
Fox.
Yes, Mr. Fantastic Fox.
He is kind of a Fantastic Fox with those silver fox sideburns.
And the Invisible Girl is Susan Storm.
The Invisible Woman, Eric.
According to this movie. We got to go by what this movie's telling us.
See, people, I have never seen any single Fantastic Four movie besides Roger Corman's until this one last night.
And I think Roger Corman's is still the best one.
I've
seen all of them.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's just, it's the most watchable, probably.
And the thing is
Ben Grimm.
And
Brooklyn's Own.
Wait, is that all of them then? Yeah, that's four.
And then Johnny Storm, yeah.
Okay.
And Von Doom.
Dr. Victor Von Doom.
The comic books, is he just in Eastern Europe, or is he like actually like an American scientist?
No, he's from Eastern Europe.
Fake country of Latveria.
Yes, which I thought was real until about 1996. It's like, oh man, that Soviet Union broke up. What's going to happen to Latveria?
The day Steven Sadak found a map.
It was a banner year at the Sadak household. they like went to school together. They had a history, and then they kind of broke off. And it's not this.
So
exactly,
he was like an exchange student or something?
Yeah. He was like a super genius. They went to like a super genius college. We'll call it SUNY Purchase.
Does it make Justin J. Case Victor Von Doom?
Yeah. Oh, that's exactly right.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect. So this movie, excuse me, is it's Jessica Alba as Sue Storm, Chris Evans as Johnny Storm, Yoan Griffith as Reed Richards, and Michael Chiklis as Ben Grimm.
I've been going around my house calling him Ian Griffold.
No, yeah. It's Griffod? Griffith.
It's Griffith?
Yoan Griffith.
Okay.
Andy Griffiths?
At least, listen, this is all, like, we source everything on We Hate Movies. It's on his bio on the Tribune.
Okay.
From organic websites.
they tell you how to pronounce it?
It says his name is pronounced Yoan Griffith.
All right, well.
That's what we're going to go with. Yeah. And then, yeah, you know, okay. Welsh listeners, correct us, please.
So this is post Spider-Man, post X-Men.
Yep.
Just kind of right there, pre-Iron Man.
Yeah, we're still 2 years out from Iron Man, which is why this movie doesn't have a stinger, because it was before the stinger was invented.
And pre-Spider-Man. Spider-Man 3 is next year.
Yes, 2006. I think Spider-Man 2 had come out.
It's 2016, Chris.
I know.
There's no Spider-Man 3 next year.
There's definitely going to be a Spider-Man 3 next year.
Really?
Yeah. We have to do Spider-Man 3, don't we?
Oh, you mean saying, on the episode? Yeah. I meant like in theaters.
Oh, no.
I thought you
got to have 1 and 2 get out of the way first.
Homecoming is coming out next year.
So yeah, no. But yeah, let's say it right now on the air. Summer Blockbuster Extravaganza 2017. Spider-Man 3 is on that dock.
It's got to have to happen.
Yeah.
So this is probably one of the worst opening scenes in history. It's so incredibly clunky. The way
the Marvel logo.
You don't know who these characters are.
You have no idea.
They're all just jawing at each other. And you're like, if you're Eric Sisko, who doesn't give a shit about the Fantastic Four, which is your God-given right as an American.
Thank you.
But you don't know who these characters are, and they're all just kind of like you're in the middle of a movie at this point.
Yeah. You're in the middle of a movie, and what's obnoxious is it sets the tone for the entire movie, which is five people just yelling at each other.
Yes.
It's just five people obnoxiously like bickering, just petty fighting, and it's like, you rich pieces of shit, will you shut up? You're all rich scientists. Stop jawing at each other.
I will say, though, it's good that it like just gets right into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's true. There's no hold up.
Let's get right into it.
Thank God we don't have to see them as children, is what I could say.
That's true.
But every movie that ever came out from now on, I don't need to see anyone as a child.
Is that a big part of the comics of like them being children?
No, but that was in that new Josh Trank movie.
I didn't see it.
Reed Richards' mother have pearls?
Oh, yes. Oh, the pearl scene. And then he stretches out to get them all.
Oh, yeah. Crazy old Martha Richards. it gets right to it. Actually, I timed it. They are hit by the solar wave in under the first 15 minutes of the movie.
Perfect.
The weird thing is, they go to Ben Grimm and Reed Richards go to Von Doom, and they're like, "Hey, man, could we use your science shit, your space station, because we want to get this cosmic storm, which is tomorrow." Right?
Yeah.
They do say tomorrow. So they plan a space expedition in one day. And that's no wonder it goes so horribly wrong.
It's this crazy, like, all right, who's going to drive it? It's like you're figuring out a road trip to the shore. Like, who's going to take the wheel first? We'll get there in 3 hours.
I can't even plan to come here and do the show in a day.
Yeah,
I need, like, a little bit of notice to figure it out.
And this is a big, like, total fucking failure of this movie. How do you send all of the characters into space and they're there is nary a launch sequence to be found. All of a sudden, we cut and we're just in space. And I hadn't seen this since I saw it in theaters. I've seen every Fantastic Four movie that was theatrically released in theaters, by
God
the
bless
way.
You.
Yeah, it's terrible. But I'm sitting there, and Ben Grimm's like putting on a spacesuit, and I was like, wait, are they in space? And then like Chris Evans is like something the airlock, and I was like, you're already there? You're already up there? Where's the rocket?
I thought you were in a locker room.
Like, where you have to have a thing where they're all strapped in, and like Ben Grimm's like, I'm gonna shit my pants.
Or just again, in the character that Michael Chiklis has created here, just bickering at Chris Evans. I'm the older man. I should be the fucking pilot.
God, it fucking stinks.
And can I say, when they're making the pitch to Von Doom to get the money and all the shit,
that's uncomfortable. Talk about groveling.
The billions of dollars the billions
trillions.
Upon billions
trillions,
of dollars it would
say.
Take. For
it doesn't take trillions to go into
to
space.
To build a space station of that magnitude.
It's already there.
Oh, sorry.
But
this was
pre-existing condition.
But to get there even is a billion bucks.
Oh, probably. A billion bucks. You never hear it put that way.
But what? Eon... Or Ewan, or whatever the fuck.
Yoan.
Just call him by his character name.
Reed.
Rex Reed. Yes. Yes.
Oh, I bet Rex Reed hated this
So,
movie.
Like, Reed? Von Doom throws, like, this... what's great, there's a lot of nice magazine covers in this movie.
There's one of the better magazine covers you've seen in the Marvel Universe. I agree.
There's a Wired magazine cover of Rex Reed going
Reed
bankrupt.
Richards is bankrupt.
Yeah. Oh, that's embarrassing. You know what you should do? Sell that fucking building you own.
Mm-hmm.
But how about, for starters, sell a building in downtown Manhattan?
Why don't you just have an apartment?
Well,
shit,
man. Well, where are you going to put the, you know, all the science stuff?
Yeah, like, get an apartment, rent a studio in, like, you know, in Midtown, like, go to Champions or something, and there you can do your science
next to
a bunch of improv troops.
They should go out to Jackson Heights.
Hey, yeah, Mr. Richards, because you keep it quiet, we're trying to do a pretty sweet group game next door.
I'm working on Unstable Molecules, but I'll do my best.
Oh, that's our improv name. That's our troop name, the Unstable Molecules.
But yeah, so he's bankrupt, I guess? Sure. The funny thing is, Ben Grimm, who is really ill-defined, especially like his connection to everybody, like,
yeah,
he's like, forget it, Reed. This is... He's doing, like, he calls it strip mall science? And I'm like, what are you even talking
because
about,
Because I
ben
didn't
Grimm?
Think that he was a scientist, right? Is Ben Grimm a scientist, or what's his deal?
He's supposed to be, like, a pilot. Like, a pilot.
Okay.
And, like, he's an old football star. Kind of
right. Course, I bet. But all talking about he could have gone state. But I get, anyway, the strip mall science thing is just, like, code for science that makes money.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, it's not... It's successful.
Yeah, he's not struggling in bankrupt.
He's given results. Yeah. And, like, here's the thing. Reed Richards comes prepared for this meeting. He's got a fucking suit and tie on. He walks in.
Yep.
Michael Chiklis is wearing a fucking turtleneck. A beige turtleneck to a fucking pitch meeting.
And he's wearing his jacket the whole time, like an outerwear jacket. And
that was making me uncomfortable. I was like, take that jacket off, Ben Grimm. You're in a business meeting.
What are you and Kurt Russell about to kill the thing? What the?
And that grimace on his face, it looks like he just drank a cup of urine.
Dude, Michael Chiklis is not good in this movie.
No,
and
he's
I would
not.
Wager,
no one is good in this
no,
movie.
No, I would say absolutely
but Michael Chiklis just like, he's just doing his S.H.I.E.L.D. character, and I'm like, I don't need fucking Vic Mackey in the Marvel Universe, thank you very much.
If it was actually Vic Mackey, yes, I would need him.
Like,
but...
Ben Grimm's going to go around a dark alley and beat some drug dealer to death.
I do think that What's-His-Face, a Nip-Tuck guy, is okay mustache twirling. Like, it's not...
Julian McMahon.
Julian yeah. McMahon, it's not, he's not great.
Oh,
he's
it's
not
actually pronounced Julian McMahon.
Why are you making fun of the Welsh? It's not his fault.
I'm not.
Yeah, I just
a little bit.
I don't mean it. I just hate names.
I mean, the script is...
Siska with two silent Z's dancing around in there.
Well, obviously, our Polish listeners know the true meaning.
Oh. So Jessica Alba...
Oh, speaking of terrible.
I mean, like, here's one thing. Like, she's a Latina woman. She's got dark hair. You want to dye her hair blonde and say that she's related to Chris Evans, fine.
She looks like shit. She looks like her hair color is the same color as her skin, and it's unsettling. And she might as well be a cardboard cutout with her performance in this movie.
But the blue contact.
Yeah,
she looks like a
terrible.
Fucking vampire.
How
I don't understand it.
Or how about you just make her a brunette?
How about
you know what? Who cares?
That's my move.
But who could care?
Here's the thing is, she's not fantastic yet. She should resemble a human being.
Yes.
And she does not resemble a human
she
being.
She looks like a robot.
Movie.
She yeah, looks like she's does. On humans.
Oh, the other thing about Jessica Alba, don't feel terrible for her because she's a billionaire with that fucking like cosmetics line she owns.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
so it doesn't matter that she's one of the worst
That's
actors
right.
of all
do
time.
Do not worry about Jessica.
Don't
oh,
do that.
Come on. Come on. She's a loving mother and a billionaire.
I don't care.
I don't care.
So they, Reed and her have history apparently because we keep getting reminded that in that
through bickering
in every scene. So they go to space. They're like, fuck it. Let's go to space. You ready to go to space? Hey, dude, you ready to go to space?
Buckle up.
Hey, man, you're 15 minutes late. We're going to space today.
Can't believe you were late for going to space.
Pre-space shots, everybody.
Shots.
Fucking well with the casual nature in which we go to space.
Does this take bringing your coffee cup on the spaceship.
Does this take place in the future?
Maybe it's a near future situation.
And no, it does not, and I'll tell you why right now, because it's something I noticed. In one of the several scenes in which the public is gawking at them for being monsters, there's two things, but not one thing. There are indeed...
Wait, there's two
listen,
Ben Grimms?
Listen, no. No, I guess that was poorly worded.
Yes.
But there are video cameras and cell phones but there are not cell phones with cameras attached. That's right. True. This is firmly fucking planted in 2005.
There's a great digital camera joke that Johnny Storm makes. Like when Ben Grimm realizes that Johnny Storm's going to be the captain instead of him of this space mission that's being assembled in 24 hours. He's like,
"You bring him the jerky? We're going to space.
You got to be kidding me." And like Johnny Storm comes in with a digital camera with like he's like 16 pixel megapixel digital camera, $299. Memory stick, $69. The look on your face when you saw I was going to be captain, priceless.
Dude, a video camera joke rolled into a MasterCard joke.
Yeah, this movie is 2005, and 2005 might have been the nadir of American society.
Yeah.
Technology it's down to the music that we hear in this movie.
The haircuts, my God.
2005 to 2006, worst time.
Exactly. I'd rather live in 1865.
Get burned as a witch. In 1865.
Trust me, there are places you could go in America today.
Yeah,
where
that's
you could get
true.
Burned as a witch.
That's true.
I'm sure 1865, they were lighting everyone up.
So they go to space. They're all kind of just milling. There's no one, and they're all five of them, I guess, are super qualified, even though, like, you know, Dr. Doom is like Victor Von Doom's like, you know, a scientist, but more of a businessman. Everyone's just man in this space station. Nobody else is even there.
No, it's five people are running a space station.
I need Joey Slotnick in Mission Control. You know what I mean? Just give me something. I need
somebody on the ground. Yeah. Joey Slotnick would totally work. Maybe Joey Pants in a pinch.
Oh, I think Joey Pants would be terrific.
You can't afford Ed Harris, of course.
No, no.
Or Billy Bob Thornton, probably.
No,
at that
you
point.
Didn't have Billy Bob Thornton money.
But can we talk about before we get into, you know, the fantastic thing?
Yeah.
Can we talk about the introductory scene of Johnny Storm?
Oh yes.
I hated this scene. Why? I've never hated
it. Explain so, in detail. Minute by minute.
So Ben Grimm and Reed Richards are at the station right after the meeting.
Yep,
just ready. Like looking through binoculars down, and Chris Evans is on a fucking motorcycle.
Yep. Oh, yep.
And there's a car next to him with just some random woman who out of the car to kiss him while driving.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's sexy and dangerous.
Fuck yourself.
More importantly,
there was cool music, and she was
Velvet Revolver. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. Supergroup Velvet Revolver.
And this woman was listening to that Velvet Man, saw his bootcut jeans.
Yeah, I mean, like,
out there and gave him a smoochy smooch.
She's like, "Ooh, I like that. I like that horizontal stripe on your sweater. I'm gonna make out with you." Hey, that sweater is three sizes too large. You look attractive inside of it.
Oh, those stupid sunglasses are giving me the vapors. Oh my God, everybody! It's an Old Navy model.
I like your really sharp sideburns.
He's got a stupid haircut.
He
in this
does
movie.
Have a stupid haircut.
It's like a buzz cut that's like 4 weeks grown in, and he looks ridiculous.
He looks like he's in sync. I mean, like very much so.
Yeah, totally.
He just needs the goggles. So we're in space, and Victor Von Doom is like proposing to Jessica Alba, but he's Dr. Doom, so he has to give her a green wedding ring. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Wait, it's a kryptonite?
It might have been forged from kryptonite itself.
Right. I think Latveria has kryptonite mines.
And that could be.
Here's my question. Are they fucking or what? Like, cause
wait, Alba and Von Doom?
Yeah.
Nonstop? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, okay,
of course.
Right? All right.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
That's what's going
on. Dude, yeah, he's been mining for stuff in there, too.
Yeah, I think Alba is more of the, like, I'm having fun here. My boss kind of took interest. You know, we work together all the time. We're up late together.
No,
and occasionally we fuck.
Which is why then she's like, marriage proposal. Oh, thank God this solar storm is coming.
Oh, death is coming. Fantastic.
What do you think this is?
Yeah, we were just having fun here.
It's not that.
Speaking of, what do you think this is? This solar storm. How in ever loving fuck does it give them these powers?
Well, you're incorrect because it's a cosmic storm, which means it's really ill defined. Right out of Stan Lee and or Jack Kirby's brain, depending on who.
No. It was Stan's brain. Stan's brain. All Stan.
Stan's brain.
Who?
Jack what? I am Jack Kirby.
Steve what?
Yeah, it was a Tony Clifton thing. I would put on sunglasses. I would take my sunglasses off, and I would be Jack Kirby, and I would draw the comic books.
Look, if Superman can do it, Stan the Man can do it too.
Oh, that's right. I also made Superman.
Take that, Jerry Siegel.
I was Jack Kirby, and then I faked my own death. And then it's going to be great. And in 30 years, I'm going to reveal that I'm still alive.
So they get hit by this cosmic storm, and you're right, Eric, it's stupid. I should say now, I've never liked the Fantastic Four. I don't like this fun-loving family horse shit comic line.
I think there's something to it, but nobody's been able to get a handle on it.
No, not at all.
Nobody's been able to really get it.
A storm happens in outer space.
Cosmic storm.
A cosmic storm.
Okay, all right. And, yeah, the storm comes through, and it's like, yeah, this guy's fire now. You could be rubber, and you're invisible, and you're a poo. You're this poop I made.
A hard poo.
And, like, what? Like,
and then other guys' skin falling off, Metallo Man.
Shouldn't they just all have the same power?
Or the same cancer? Yes. They should all have the same kind of cancer.
Yes. Speaking of skin melting.
Yeah. I mean, it's very silly.
But I get it's a comic book. I know there's people like wrinkling up newspapers.
Ready to bop you on the nose.
Yes. Are they going to swat their iPhone?
Yes.
Well, the weird thing is.
I'm sorry.
It's
you know?
Just. It's
don't,
just.
Don't ruin your funny pages, but.
It's really stupid.
It.
And the weird thing is the beginning of this movie is about 71% of it. Because, like, this is all the beginning of the movie. And then we go to this, like, this hospital where they're all being quarantined. And this takes forever. And, like, you're like, oh, so now he's going to – now Michael Chiklis will be the thing. No, he's just regular Michael Chiklis for a long time.
We got to wait for these powers to set in. Are you kidding me?
And while he's being – while his insides are turning into solid rock, he's doing, like, this Parent Trap horseshit with – Jessica Alba and or with Sue Storm and Reed Richards. It's like,
I'm going to get my parents back together.
He's like, you know, I just can't stand to see you two's apart. It's so sad. He's like, two hearts got broken last time.
Oh, just step back for a second, Ben Gray.
And there's so many scenes where he's like, you just got to tell her. I've known all three of you guys for a really long time. You're my closest friends. I've never said to any one of you, dude, you just got to tell her you love her, man.
You know what I mean? Like, I'd be like, Steve, shut the fuck up.
None of your fucking business.
I'm really sad that you guys broke up, and I want to see you kiss again. Could you get over there and kiss?
I'm overly invested in your relationship.
I'm going to be very frankly honest here. I hate all my wife's friends, and I haven't been able to go out for a decent meal on a double date in a long time.
Oh, you mean Debs?
Deb.
I got to hear up and down about fucking Debs and how great Debs is.
Debbie. Until we meet her. Yikes.
And she's a coward.
yeah, I mean, like, he does this thing where he's like, hey, Susie, meet me in the observatory. Hey, Reed, meet me in the observatory.
Oh. No reason.
Well, you're both here right now in the observatory. Maybe you could make out for me. You two are just too good looking not to be having sex.
Can we cut to, like, they're in, like, a cafeteria, and it's like this, it's like stupid, obnoxious. Like, the gang's having all these laughs, and it, like, Chiklis is just, like, fake laughing. Like, let him tell the story! Let him... And I was like, if someone doesn't turn into a rock monster in 5 seconds, I'm gonna fucking lose it.
The chemistry is terrible, because, like, he's a British, like, you know, a British, like, royally trained actor. Michael Chiklis is Michael Chiklis, and she's Jessica Alba, like... And they're all different ages. Like, the idea that they grew up together.
That's a big problem, is that they're all friends, and they're all at least 5 years apart.
Yes.
From Evans up to, I would wager Chiklis is the oldest one.
Yes.
Like, there's no fucking way these people are hanging out all the time.
Yeah, Chiklis was on fucking Seinfeld. You know what I mean? This is the commish we're talking about.
Yeah.
Jessica Alba was in short pants when the commish was on.
Like, Ben Grimm, like, was like, oh, hey, you're Sue Storm. I know you're in kindergarten, but why don't you kiss this boy over here?
He's in seventh grade. His name's Reed Richards.
And I'm 30, and I want to see you two kiss. Like, this is some clink-clink stuff, if that's what we're talking about.
It's very uncomfortable.
It just doesn't make any goddamn sense. And you're right, the chemistry is so off. None of these people are friendly with each other.
And that would even, I mean, because the effects are so bad.
Oh, they're, you
would
they're wretched.
Hope that the actors at least would be able to hold their own, because that's what you have to depend on if nothing else works.
Yeah,
if you and my God.
Yeah, no, it's fucking terrible. So finally, at this, like, we're telling old stories over drinks sesh that they have here, Chiklis starts getting, like, indigestion.
And, I gotta take a shit.
Oh, my God. It's like I got a batch of rocks in my ass.
I gotta take a shit and chug a Pepto.
It's like a Zucker Brothers production.
It really is.
I would love if there was a scene of him shitting rocks, right? Like,
yeah. Oh, my ass. Oh.
Well, that's, and then they get up, and they're, like, little babies.
And they start sticking to him, like, no!
Start like nursing off, like, he's got, like little pebble nipples now. Oh,
God. It's like Mickey Mouse and Fantasia. It's just a bunch of little ones. Actually, that was a question I kind of thought of watching this last night, because there's that scene where the thing's eating a big stack of flapjacks, and I was like, what's happening to those pancakes?
Yeah, what is happening to those pancakes?
It's just a question that gets raised.
But, how would he even live?
How would... This is what drives me crazy. Because sure, you can see he has a normal mouth.
Yeah.
Underneath the rock stuff. He's not completely rock, so which the thing was completely rock, if I'm not...
So you're upset that he can still do mouth stuff?
Yes. He shouldn't be able to do mouth stuff.
It should just be like... I mean, I guess it would need to be a little wet to talk.
Hey, Dems, I can still do mouth stuff. Come over here, Deb. Want to ride the craggy peak?
Oh, my God.
I mean, he's going to get there eventually, and it's going to go there again. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, there needs to be... I mean, like, you either do it where... I think this movie does a decent job of being like, it's science, and just fucking forget about
it. Well, because you have to. I mean, you can't make a Christopher Nolan Dark Knight trilogy of this stupid world, okay? It's just not going to happen. You can't ground Ben Grimm.
It would be great if he wakes up and he's a big rock monster, but there's just blood all over his bed.
When his body popped and rocks came out.
Oh, God, it's disgusting. You know, Cronenberg maybe could do it.
That's, oh, yeah,
I mean,
there
that's
you
who
go.
Should be doing this.
And Johnny Storm, he goes on a really... Maria Menounos.
Yeah.
Who's in Hollywood or...
The whatever minute the in minute front of in front the... of movies.
Oh, yeah,
first
that's right.
Look.
First
it,
look.
Is it
yeah,
first look?
Yeah, Regal first look. That's right. You'll see her in the movies.
She's in the movies every weekend. On First Look, introducing commercials for things.
She's like his nurse, and then he's like, hey, let's go snowboarding. And she's like, sure, it's 2005. Why the fuck not? They rent a helicopter from God knows where.
Right. Again, like just like we got to space in 5 seconds. Yeah. You know what you can't do? Just quick book a helicopter. There's not an Uber for helicopters.
I got the impression I got the impression that they were at like a secret hospital, right? Is it like
Von
Doom?
Doom's special hospital? And I think that has a helicopter.
I think that I think that's where it's from, and I think they're like on a mountain. Right?
That is owned by Von Doom.
Well, they're in like skiing? Switzerland, so they're in the Alps.
Okay.
Possibly.
Yeah. All right. But, so there you go.
But you need a scene of him like bribing the copter pilot, like, hey man, just take me up there. I want to jump out of my cool snowboard
with Maria Menounos here. But that would cut into the Sum 41 song we get, which is really, really badass.
This is really bad. This is unforgivable. This whole movie is just god awful.
People talk about the death of rock radio, like that's a bad thing. But this is what killed it, right? Sum 41 and Velvet Revolver.
Yeah.
They shook hands and the world ended.
And this is an STP head saying this.
I am an STP head.
Oh, man.
For younger listeners, that implies a Stone Temple Pilots fan.
Yes.
And if you want to know what Stone Temple Pilots are, ask your dad.
Yes. He'll have an idea.
So whilst snowboarding, he catches on fire. Well, she's like, you're hot. And he goes, I know, right? Because that's pretty cool.
Oh, fucking tubular.
And then he's like, it's like, it becomes like a hot spring. Like, he's just like sexy and
this
water.
Yeah. Single most unbelievable part of this movie. And there's a dude who's got a rock for a heart. And it pumps
rock blood. Yeah, yeah. Okay. He crashes into like a snowbank and melts a bunch of it, and it turns into a hot spring, and he's naked because all his like snowsuit stuff burned off. And he's just in this bubbling water, and she's looking at him like, what the fuck? And he goes like, care to join me? And it's a shot from a fucking 80s boob comedy. This babe's legs, and you see her ski poles, and the ski poles drop like she's into it. Are you kidding me?
She gives an old school Mentos commercial shrug beforehand.
Yep. But, well, whatever.
Then we never see her again. And you know what happened to her?
She got flash boiled like Dante's Peak.
Yep. He was screwing her until she was nothing but ash.
And my God,
got scattered across the mountains.
It was like she looked like Kristen Dunst in Interview with the Vampire at the end there. Like,
oh my no. God.
Yeah, exactly. And then Johnny Storm is just like, well, women go missing all the time.
Yeah, no. I was definitely snowboarding alone. And then he's got to kill that helicopter pilot because that guy doesn't go along with it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, don't worry. There's plenty of nurses. Von Doom will buy me a new one.
This is all easy fixes for him.
No,
I mean, this begins a consistent aggravation in this movie where every scene has to be like, do you remember I'm on fire? Do you remember I'm invisible? Do you remember I can stretch? Do you remember I'm a fucking boulder?
With gravel for blood.
But that's the thing, is this, like, 90% of this movie is them just doing experiments and figuring out their powers. And then they fight Dr. Doom in an intersection for 5 minutes. Credits.
To be fair, Chris, I feel like I would be using the words, do you remember I'm a fucking boulder, a lot if I was Ben Grimm.
Chiklis kind of does. He's like, I wish I could turn invisible, Susie.
But like,
you're so fucking insensitive to my condition.
I still don't get why he turns into a boulder. Did he take his lucky rock on the trip? Like,
they do make a decision wherein, like, when the accident happens, Ben is the most exposed to it, so he would get it the worst.
Right, yeah, he's, like, outside.
Yeah, his mouth was open, so he got it worse.
Oh, man, he got a mouthful of Cosmic Storm.
He can still do mouth stuff, though.
So he, and I do think the worst-looking effect that they have, and this goes for the 2015 movie as well, is stretchy skin. We are not anywhere near it. Right now, we can't do stretchy skin.
We can't, and that's why, listen, all these people that want that Stretch Armstrong movie to happen, just look at this.
Wait, there are people that want a Stretch Armstrong movie? No,
people want movies for everything.
They wanted one with, wasn't Taylor Lautner supposed to do it? Your favorite, Eric.
Oh, my favorite. It's so funny how he washed out so fast. Didn't it?
It was quick. It was real quick.
Are you surprised?
I am, because we have a garbage culture.
Although, he's kind of really smart, because he joined up with that fucking Adam Sandler crew, and now he's going to be in all those fucking movies.
He'll be all over Netflix till the end of time.
Yeah.
Right. Well, he wasn't in the Do-Over, was he? No, I don't think
I didn't watch the Do-Over.
Just me? And yet I'm asking questions about it. That shows you how much I paid attention to it.
So, yeah, it looks terrible, right? The stretch, it looks like at one point he slides his hand under a door.
This thing, you could confuse it for a flying toaster. It's so terrible. It's astounding. And you're watching it and you're like, is this movie really only 11 years old? Like, is that it? Is that it? Like, the Corman movie looks better.
Much better.
With their stupid practical effects.
You're better off, like, he always wears gloves, and that's when you see it. Because, like, it's the skin tone that really gets you.
Yep, because it looks gross, first of all.
And how on earth do we not know how to make somebody invisible at this point? Like, fucking, Claude Rains did it fucking 50 years, 100 years ago, whatever the hell that was. My God,
Hollow Man is better.
They computerize it, so, like, there's always, like, you can always kind of see her, which
that's the problem. That's the problem. Yeah. And that's where Hollow Man gets it right, is they just let him be invisible, and you're using effects much like Claude Rains in the 1940s.
Yes.
You know, just you got gloves on strings and whatever the hell else is going on, but you have to, like, see the outline of her, and my God, this looks like garbage.
It does. It looks like shit.
And you could have just saved money. She's totally not there. Yes. How about that?
I actually think I like the chickless suit. I think that's probably the, I'm glad they went practical. I'm glad they went practical.
What Eric
with
said
it.
Actually.
I agree with Steve. What? At least like the practical nature of it.
I think it looks better than the 2015 version, where it's just a cartoon.
Yeah,
I did not see the 2015.
I actually prefer the cartoon. I mean, this my problem with Chiklis in the suit is that he's always like mope, like he's just always like a scared. I'm a scared monster. I'm going to blah, 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 Debbie, take me back.
He's got pebbles for balls, dude. You would be a sad sack too.
You also are invincible.
Who cares? You look like garbage. You look like a pile of orange garbage.
That's just preventing suicide, Chris. That,
yes,
which
of
is
course.
Let's be honest here, everybody.
Yeah, that's totally where we're going. There's no way you can commit suicide. That sucks.
You'd have like two fun days as an orange rock monster. Like, well, that's over with.
Can the thing drown?
That, yeah, probably, right?
You jump in a river. That's it. See, sink right to the bottom.
If I was inflicted with this, I'd go live in the woods like a Sasquatch.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Like a crazy like monster that lives in a cave. Right?
Oh, nice. And you'd just be catfishing people left and right?
Yeah.
Wait, you'd have internet access to this cave?
I'd be getting Wi-Fi from the ranger station. in between killing hikers, I'd have a long distance girlfriend who I'd write love messages to and tell her that my camera's broken on my laptop.
And then Neve and Max show up and everyone feels bad because you're like, you know, I used to look like this, but then I had a couple of bad weeks and I turned into an orange rock monster, and it was nice to be somebody else for a little while.
Oh, holy shit, it's Eric Siska from We Hate Movies. That's what happened to him.
Well, let me see a picture of you before you became a rock monster.
Yo.
Well, I don't think I could ever find a way to love you. We'll still be friends. Update, they haven't spoken in 3 months.
We just Skype with the thing. You're not catfishing people anymore, right?
Yeah, no, I'm going to the gym now, and things are a little better.
Been eating a lot of trees.
Just working on myself, and no, I will not be using the computer.
That's always a lie.
That's a big lie.
When they're saying that, it just means they've become addicted to internet pornography. They just don't want to admit it on MTV.
And if he can't dial a phone, imagine him with a laptop. He's breaking 7 a day.
So we do have to get into it. He goes, everyone's like, oh, cool, we have these cool superpowers. The thing realizes he's not rock monster.
It's a rock monster. Sorry, I've been waiting for minutes.
We spend a lot of time not showing the thing because it's gonna look so good. Look out for it. He goes to Brooklyn and steals like an overcoat.
God,
and
he's dressed like a Ninja Turtle.
He is dressed like a Ninja Turtle.
He robs the same big and tall shop that Raphael shopped.
He doesn't wear a shirt. That's, he's got these slacks. These slacks.
You can't button.
That's a very
shirt
good point,
with those
yeah.
fucking fingers, dude. Come on.
You
don't have to zip. You don't have to button. Just borrow one of Chris Evans' sweaters.
Yeah, that's a good point. You'll fit in it. The thing is, that is a long-standing 1960s tradition. Is he dresses like a Ninja Turtle when he's like out about the town? Like he doesn't want the paparazzi to get him.
So well, there's paparazzi all over this movie, so it's validated.
He goes to see his fiance. He's like, "Hey, Deb, come downstairs real quick. I gotta show you something." And she comes out naked for some reason.
Why are you walking around in downtown Brooklyn in a nightie? That's a problem.
That's a big, big question.
That doesn't make sense. Did she get hit by something too? Is that her power now?
Exhibitionism.
Yeah. Yes.
This is Laurie Holden, the most hated character on The Walking Dead.
Oh, that is her. Good for her.
Yeah, I wish she lived long enough for Negan so she could see that fucking baseball bat. That's how much I hated that character. Although that suicide was pretty sharp.
So, speaking of suicide, she runs away. Ben Grimm goes to the top of the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah, she's disgusted by him.
Yeah,
she can't even look at him.
It's a fucking monster movie scream that she lets out and runs away.
Like
it's
into traffic, puking.
I mean, wouldn't you? So he goes to the top of the Brooklyn Bridge, and then the guy from the beginning of Lethal Weapon shows up, and he's going to kill himself.
And, like, this whole thing then sets off, I mean, he's trying to save one life. There's at least 9 people that get killed in the aftermath of this shit.
And at the end of it, everyone applauds them because, like, so basically it's like a Rube Goldberg bit where, like, he tries to save this guy and then he throws him off and then he, like, he hip checks a truck. This trucker is dead.
Oh, yeah. This guy's speaking of flapjacks. This dude's dead.
It's like a Looney Tunes thing. It's like, what is going on? And then a fire truck shows up.
The Blues Brothers crash all these police cruisers.
Illinois' Nazis go over a bridge. And then, like, God, I almost said Rex Reed again. Richard Reed?
Reed Richards.
God, fuck it. Reed shows up.
There you go.
And he grabs, this is one of the, there's so much bad CGI in this.
Course.
It's so terrible. This fireman flies off the bridge in one of the calamities that ensues. Yes.
One of.
And this rubber guy stretches down to catch him, and it looks so bad. It's like, it's like Birdemic.
Yeah, it's Sharknado area. Yes. Yeah, it's close.
And we get one of the many shots of Jessica Alba in a bra, which is kind of the point, I guess. Yes.
This is the dumbest fucking thing. It's like she starts turning invisible. And, you know, the thing about New Yorkers is we are good at ignoring a lot of shit.
Uh-huh.
So if you're just, like, standing around and then all of a sudden there's just, like, a shirt, you're like, whatever.
Yeah.
Who cares? It's a floating shirt. I can't, I sure, can't possibly fine, whatever. Care.
I think there was a floating shirt on my train right up here. Like,
right?
Oh, whatever,
yeah,
man.
Totally. That floating shirt was man-spreading and you couldn't sit down. Yeah.
Oh, the thing would be a fucking menace on the subway.
Oh, totally.
But what do you want me to do?
You mean...
I think my train had the thing.
I was going to say, wouldn't the thing step on it and the whole thing would just break?
Yeah, no, he wouldn't be able to take public transportation.
That's sad.
He's walking everywhere.
But, like, you know, she turns invisible for, like, 2 seconds, and he's, like, Reed Richards is like, quick, take your clothes off. And I was like, what? And then she accidentally, like, she loses it because she has no control over the power yet. And then she just turns back, and it's, like, Jessica Alba in bra and panties, and you're like, well, that's what that was for. Thanks, Tim sure. Story.
Thanks, Maxim Magazine, circa 2005. Awesome.
Oh, yeah. She was America's girlfriend at the time.
So, yeah, I mean, they cause mass hysteria. But everyone's like, our heroes. And they
well, because like these cops are going to fucking shoot them dead. And then these firefighters step in. They're like, no. This monster saved everybody. Like, let's all calm down. And like a tent is erected right in the middle of the Brooklyn Bridge. And we're sorting through everything. And then this is another thing. It's one of the biggest things that make no sense in this movie. They're like, oh, there's a bunch of news media outside. This, that, and the other thing. And Chris Evans is like really excited to go like talk to them because he's the hot shot and this, yeah, that, and the other thing. And then this firefighter comes in and he's like, all right, you four, it's time. And I'm like, why are you regulating this press conference, firefighter?
Here's something. You talk about erecting a tent on the Brooklyn Bridge and like all the New Yorkers flock to these people. New Yorkers hate their commute to be fucking obstructed. Remember when those Black Lives Matter protests were on either, was it the Brooklyn Bridge or?
It was the West Side Highway.
And everyone was fucking losing their mind. Like, dead people, whatever. I gotta get home. A fucking rock monster is just like parked out obstructing everyone's ride home.
Yep. Oh, no.
Wait, are you talking about Bridgegate? Wait, oh no, you're talking about the movie.
Yeah.
Yes. The monster's not Chris Christie? I'm a little lost.
It's kind of Chris Christie. And Chris Christie as the thing.
He looks like the thing.
He does. Yes. He totally does. They shop at the same store.
The same slack.
Just as mopey.
So Johnny Storm is like, oh, cool, we're a super team. And then they give themselves the name the Fantastic Four.
Incorrect. The news media does.
Oh, right.
As told to us by this firefighter who's also their PR agent. Because he's like, that's what they're calling you, the Fantastic Four. I was like, get out of here, fire chief.
He's also calling like Reed Richards' son a bunch. Like, come on, son. I'm like, I don't know. You're the same age.
Isn't he like a year younger than you?
Actually, one thing about speaking of disfiguration,
one of the things that happens to Reed Richards in the Cosmic Storm is he gets the salt and pepper thing on the side of his head.
Yeah.
Sure.
Why doesn't he just have that? If you want that, just have it.
Because it's like you don't want to have like an old man be in your movie, even though like the character is an older dude.
Yeah.
Heaven the fuck forbid.
I think it's simpler than that. I think it's like, well, we need all the origin stories. Mm-hmm. Origin of your hair.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yep, you're so true. The Cosmic Storm says this guy's made of rock now. And you got little hair gray.
A little hair gray.
And you then can you, stretch, and you have gray hair. And then also the thing
you are a rock monster. You are slightly more distinguished. Yeah.
The thing that we didn't mention also is that so not only can she turn invisible, but Sue Storm has like some sort of fucking force field thing that she can throw at people.
It's a force field. I mean,
she's got this like telekinetic force field horseshit thing. God, she uses it to save a bunch of people in this disaster that they caused.
Right, because there's like fire shooting out now. Like, I don't even know what's going on this bridge.
It's like, this is the drunkest Stanley ever was creating something. Yeah, she's invisible and she's got a big force field that you can throw at people.
Her son's gonna be like an atom bomb or something.
It's the drunkest he's been taking credit for something.
All right, give me that paper. Yeah, the fire can fly. The fire guy flies.
Sure. Why not?
All right, give me another bit. Oh, God, I wish I could just stretching it. Oh, my God. I got it.
All right, wait. Jack, he's got something other than gray sideburns he can stretch to. It's a secondary power.
We start with the gray sideburns.
So then we got to go back to the Baxter Building, and speaking of Stan Lee.
Oh, there he is playing Willy Lumpkin, an actual comic book character.
Oh, is that right?
Wait, yeah.
Oh, what?
Willy Blumpkin?
Lumpkin.
Oh.
Wait, is this a famous mailman in the Marvel Universe?
Yeah, he's a famous mailman that likes getting blown on the toilet.
Is that his power, Steve?
His name is real Willy Leibovitz, but everyone calls him Willy Lumpkin because, you know.
Oh, man, and he's just dressed like a cartoon mail carrier, and he's like, this is the dumbest line. Or he goes, he's like, hey, welcome back to the Baxter, Dr. Richards. I got the usual. And I was like, by the usual, you mean a pile of mail, as you are indeed a mail carrier.
By the way, Willie, what did we talk about? The mailbox is right there. That's our interaction. You
seriously.
Put the mail in the mailbox and you leave the Baxter Building.
Tip your hat if you'd like, but do not fucking talk to me.
This scene should have been him just screaming at him.
Down-dressing.
Do your fucking job. Yeah, exactly.
Hits all the mail out of his hands.
Exactly.
I tip you at Christmas so I don't have to talk to you
for the rest of the year.
What other appearances was Larry Blumpkin in?
His name was Willy Lumpkin. And
what
I
other appearances? Spider-Man?
He was like a supporting character of the Fantastic Four.
Oh, God. Was he helping him out?
I don't know. He was just around. This guy has a fucking mailman. I don't know. He does like, here's your bills, Dr. Richards. Like, you know what, dude? Do not look at my don't peruse my mail and fucking glean what is inside of it.
Oh, it's the most embarrassing kind of mail because it's a bunch of envelopes that all are stamped past due in big red blocks.
We never see him make money. Like, he's in real trouble here.
Sell that high rise.
You're talking about Reed, not Larry
Willie.
Blumpkin.
Well, Willy Blumpkin's got a pension. He's a federal employee who likes getting blown on the toilet.
So what I was going to say is Victor Von Doom
is now
losing all of his money because all of the people involved in his company are like, what the fuck are you? Why'd you blow up the fucking space station?
He didn't get the memo.
Wait, you went up in a day? Like, we would have had a meeting about this before. I would have assumed.
Yeah, you fast-tracked a space launch? Are you kidding me?
Well, actually, the board had just watched Spider-Man 1, and they were like, oh, we'll just do that. we can just do that.
See what they did there to Norman Osborn?
Yeah, we just do that.
Yeah, I love that Willem Dafoe.
So if you think about it, the true villain of this movie Uh-huh. It's capitalism.
Oh, guaranteed. Sure.
Yet again. Strikes again.
Yeah. Rears its ugly head.
And Victor Von Doom was also on the space station. And like all that's happening to him is he's got this like weird scar that is kind of growing. And
yeah,
then
his hair's falling out.
Hamish Linklater is playing as Mr. Smithers. It's before he discovered independent cinema.
Yeah, totally. And starring on TV shows nobody watches.
Definitely.
I'm looking at you, the crazy ones.
Oh, right. He was also on the New Adventures of Old Christine for quite a while.
Big time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. People liked that show.
Did they?
It ran for long enough.
It did.
It's their mistake.
So, but like he's basically like becoming more and more evil. I guess his hand is getting metalized at some point. I mean, this isn't Dr. Doom, by the way. Dr. Doom is just like a guy with, I mean, sometimes he has powers, sometimes he doesn't. He kind of gives himself powers. He wasn't on the space station. He's just a guy wearing a mask fucking up shit.
That's it?
That's it.
Really?
Yeah.
He's not like a metallo man.
No, he's not made of metal. It's a suit of armor. And
I prefer that actually.
What a great Dr. Doom note is at one point because he learns a lot of like magic from Dr. Strange, and then they go down to hell to find Dr. Doom's mother because he wants to bring her back from hell.
Whoa, that's pretty cool.
So I was smoking a joint, with Dr. Doom, and we went, oh man, we went to hell one night. Let me tell you.
I didn't realize Dr. Strange helped dictators. I guess that makes sense.
Benevolent dictator. Yeah. We're at the Baxter building, and there's this weird thing where he's like, Reed Richards is like, hey man, I promise I will fix you.
Right.
I'm going to work day and night tirelessly to find a way to reverse this. By the way, let's explore our powers in fun montages for a while. We all have to live at the Baxter building. If I'm Johnny Storm or anyone else except for the thing, I'm commuting. You know what I mean?
Like, yep, you don't need to camp out.
Yeah, I could be there 9 to 5 if you need me there.
I guess with Johnny Storm, though, they're like, man, you could like accidentally burst into flames at any second. We need you close at hand.
Yeah, sure.
In case that happens.
So we're learning powers. He goes supernova at one point, and it's like it's a classic cross the streams moment because he's like, Johnny, you can't do that. That would destroy Earth's atmosphere. He's like, supernova, bad. Got it. I'm a baby. I don't understand anything.
Save it for the end of the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Gonna go listen to my Sum 41 mixtape.
There is a scene where Mr. Fantastic takes a shit, which I really appreciate.
It's part of the montage. There's a stupid fucking montage of them like learning how to use their powers. And
this toilet paper gag.
And there's like this cute music all over it. And right.
It
sucks.
So to explain it to people, it was like the stretch hand goes out of the toilet. Wait, he's not in the toilet. He's sitting on the toilet, and he goes and gets toilet paper.
But the best is Chris Evans is watching this go down, and he's like, what? It's this like horrible reaction shot of Chris Evans.
And then Blumpkin's next to him. Hey, pass the paper. I'm done.
Oh my god!
Come on, you know he might enjoy getting blown on the toilet, but he still wipes.
Yeah,
you got to be clean.
There is the worst part of this entire movie, which is the shaving cream gag.
Oh, yeah.
And you know the thing is sleeping, and like you know I do think that Johnny Storm has literally a heart made of ice because, like, if you turn into a fucking rock monster,
gotcha.
I am walking on eggshells for the rest of my life. We're still friends. I'm never bringing it up. I'm never really looking directly at you, but I'm like, oh.
Well, also, because, like, and this is where he's playing fast and loose with his own life. You don't know when this thing's going to snap and break your neck.
Exactly.
That's the thing. It's like, you turn into a rock monster, Andrew. I'm never going to see you again.
But also, not even break your head. Literally, he just has to put his hand on your head and squeeze.
Yeah, totally.
And you're done.
Jason Voorhees.
I don't care that you can set on fire. That doesn't matter. What does fire do to rock?
No, but nothing. Paper. Oh, wow. Paper. If the thing went to a paper factory and a box fell off.
Yes, that would be a problem. Crushed.
One of them turns into scissors for some reason. Maybe there were scissors nearby when the storm happened.
No, the cosmic storm didn't dictate that. That's a problem.
Hamish Linklater, maybe. Maybe he has scissor hands.
No. It's Edward. Freddy Krueger versus the thing in a movie, right?
Yeah.
And like,
you can find this on YouTube.
And Freddy Krueger's like, I'm going to get you. And then he goes, sorry. Rock crushes scissors, and he just turns his hand into jelly.
Oh,
and
just
grabs
cool.
it.
But then the paperman comes.
Oh, yes.
And wraps himself up in
Dude, who's delivering rock. Paper but the mailman Blumpkin?
Oh, shit, dude. Blumpkin turns into paper.
Paper covers rock, idiot.
Around this time, Johnny Storm goes to the X Games.
Sure does. And where the fuck is this happening, by
everyone
the way?
Knows
is that Madison
in the
Square
middle
Garden?
Of New York. Yeah, I guess it's Madison Square Garden.
I don't know. Who could
he also
know?
Starts to drag race on the way there because he's an asshole. Like, you cannot drag race in fucking Manhattan.
No.
Proper. You'll hit a horse.
Also, by the way, biggest mystery of this movie, when all this is going on, we're getting back from space, we got hit by the cosmic storm, we got all these powers, oh my God, this, that, and the other thing. Where does he find time to get a personalized license plate at the DMV that says torched?
That's a great
question.
It's
been 4 days. Come on with the personalized license plate gag.
He saved three people on a bridge, so maybe they fast-tracked it for him. My ass.
One of them worked at the DMV.
The only time the city of New York did anything for anybody.
So at the X Games, everyone like confronts him because he's like being too flashy with it. This is the most product placement I've ever seen in the universe.
Oh man, it's kind of tough. It's like overload. It was sensory overload.
There's Sobe. There's a Family Guy ad prominently placed.
Yeah, there sure
is.
Man,
I miss that.
You got Pepsi. You've got the dumbest gag, which is he kind of turns on fire and the thing kicks him into a Whopper billboard. So then, like, the Whopper billboard kind of sets on fire because it's a flame broiled Whopper. Yeah. Oh, my fucking God.
LG, Yahoo, everything. Dude, everything you
can
imagine.
Wait, does that guy come around? Is that a comic book character? LG Yahoo.
He's, you know, he's Johnny also Prospector. LG Yahoo. Got a bunch of gold powers.
Oh, wow.
I like this idea.
It's sort of like a King Midas type of thing.
I was crushed in a gold mine.
Stanley has been listening, fuming, and now he's like, well, I got a new idea, though. I got a new character, so LG Yahoo.
LG Yahoo was mining for gold in 1865.
Correct. Uh-huh.
And there was a cache of gold down there, but right next to it was plutonium.
Oh, no.
Right? That was a dangerous mine. And now he becomes...
But then, so it collapsed in on him back in the 1860s, right? And he was like, it presumed dead for decades.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden, there was like, we were like developing the land, and they were like pulling back a bunch of dirt and whatnot.
They were building Hill Valley.
It's like the opening of There Will Be Blood.
They fucking uncovered him, dude. And then he rose out. Oh, my God. It's me, LG Yahoo. You'll pay for this, evil mining company. And he sets out to get revenge on the evil mining
company. But what are his powers? Is he turning people into gold?
I think he could turn people into gold. Like, that's one of his... He can
like King Midas,
people.
But also, like, exactly. He can, like, his fist can turn to gold and he can punch people.
I like that idea, too. He's got a clamp, you know?
Mm-hmm. Or maybe he's got a kiss of death. Oh. His big beardy face kisses you and you turn into gold.
He's just like kissing all these men. Where is I really, really enjoy this.
As his lips go gold, he's like, taste my precious metal.
Pucker up, cupcake. You got golden.
Take a break, Kirby. I got a new one here. Got a hot property.
This could work. This could actually be a comic
LG
book.
Yahoo bisexual prospector. I really enjoy it. It's a character we need now.
Exactly. Now more than ever.
I know Vertigo is listening.
So I don't know. The X Games happened. We get all of our product placement done. At this point, Dr. Doom is really bitter because he realizes that he's like he's turning into metal for some reason. He kills a scientist.
Well, no, that's
for some reason.
That scientist death is one of the best parts of this movie.
It is good.
This dude gets gutted, and that's the same thing you can say about that 2015 remake, whether or not you like it. When Dr. Doom rampages through that fucking army base and he is just ripping people to shreds in that movie, holy Toledo.
Yeah,
it's
cool.
Awesome. But the biggest bullshit, though, is there's one point where, like, Hamish Linklater is like, I don't know what else I can do for you. Like, he's doing some fucking terrible voice. This thing's awful.
Steve, can I ask you, does he, like, turn into, like, a minion, like a... I'm the wet blanket.
It's so awful.
I don't know why he's here other than exposition.
I spoke at a joint with Hamish Linklater. But his thing is like, I'm going to drive a wedge through the Fantastic Four. I mean, like, what is his plan here? Is it just to kill these people? Is that what he's trying to do?
I think the end game is killing them all.
He's trying to, like, when he brings Ben Grimm to go, well, the thing, excuse me, to go into, like, his reactor.
Yeah.
And he, like, opened to change him back into Ben Grimm. Like, seduces the thing by the promise of his the body of Michael Chiklis.
Well, because he's like...
He opens the reactor and he like sucks out the power and he becomes more of a metal man. Am I reading this wrong? And
kind
I
of, think sort that, of, yeah. I think you're right. No, I think you're right.
That he gets more powerful.
Well, it's like sticking your finger in a socket.
Right. It's like sticking your finger into a new cosmic storm. So, and he gets more powerful and that's when he can get the electricity power.
But he seduces Michael Chiklis over pancakes in a diner. Let's be clear about that.
Yeah. Which, you know what? If the thing can't ride an elevator... The thing definitely can't sit at a wooden booth in a diner.
Well, he does break a chair at a bar. This is where he meets Kerry Washington, who's Alicia Masters.
Who's the superpower of hers. She's the most beautiful blind woman. How many issues did that get?
I mean, how on earth... She's just at a bar by herself.
She's at a fucking dock worker Brooklyn werewolf bar, by the way.
Yes.
So it's she's like, an alcoholic. Like, that's what that is.
It's like 20 grizzled lost souls and then gorgeous Kerry Washington sitting alone. And she's definitely a regular because the bartender like knows her name. Mm-hmm.
And walks her out, helps her to her car or something.
Hey, another round for me and my friends.
For all my friends.
Yeah, you too, Rock Monster. You're good.
Oh, this Rock Monster's great. Alicia Masters, you should date him. You're my friend.
Faye Dunaway tried to stop me.
Man, Barfly, love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, she's like, she's into it, which is kind of the weird. I mean, you're blind, and I get that, and it's a beautiful, poetic thing. Like, everyone sees you as ugly, but I don't see you at all. I only hear your beautiful, ugly voice. exactly.
Burping and farting.
And she's like, can I feel you so I know what you're like? And she immediately starts feeling his chest.
Yeah.
Well, what's great is when she gets to the
nipples. What?
Wait, what are you working with down there?
When she gets to the face, though, and she's like so sad. I was like, these rocks are sad. How can you tell these rocks are sad?
I see you could still do mouth stuff, though.
Fantastic. We're all set to go. We're ready to go.
Exactly. Dude, this is a weird lady.
But then she disappears forever. Another storm comes by and sucks her into a vortex because she disappears from the movie, right?
Apparently there's another cut of this movie with a lot of her in it. Yeah.
Oh, really?
What? Yeah. I mean, also, by the way, I don't know if a racist Ain't It Cool News comment boards went nuts because she's traditionally a white character.
They definitely flipped it.
2005, too? Forget
about
it.
Oh, yeah, dude. For classic beloved character Alicia Masters.
Oh, yeah, man.
God, what fucking horseshit.
The Puppet Master's
daughter. That's the exact reason why they're like, sorry, Jessica Alba, no, you're wearing blonde hair and you're wearing these contact lenses because those monsters on the Ain't It Cool News boards will grill us alive if, heaven forbid.
A Latina woman.
Yes.
Wait, can we back up for a second? Did you call her the Puppet Master's daughter?
There's a Fantastic Four villain named the Puppet Master.
Uh-huh.
And what does he do? I mean, I think he makes people into puppets. I'm not entirely sure.
Is he like the Purple Man?
No.
Is he Jeff Dunham?
Oh, he would be played by Jeff Dunham if that franchise got a third movie.
I gotta say, when we did a live show in Pleasantville, someone came up to us and talked to us about puppets.
Oh, right.
And thank you for that. But also that he's a ventriloquist, right?
Right.
She mentioned that we should refer to him as that or something.
Yeah, oh, right. We don't want to disgrace the art of puppeteering.
So you're right. Yeah, I'm sorry. Puppeteers are great. I loved being John Malkovich as much as the next guy.
And that's about it. So, yeah, but I mean, like, she does disappear from the movie. So, yeah, they have this big, like, are we still friends fight because, like, fucking Reed Richards takes a day off to fucking try and, like, nail this lady, right? Like, that's his move, which was Ben Grimm's whole lot in life beforehand.
Because back when, you know, he was busy bragging about Debs back home, you know, making Reed Richards feel terrible about himself. Yeah, he could do this family... Family Trap. Parent Trap.
Parent Trap.
I kept almost saying Family Plot, and I was like, that was a Hitchcock movie with Bruce Dern.
But the weird thing is, like...
I was schmecking weed with Stanley.
Oh, hey, Stan, you want to schmeck a little weed? What are you working on there? Oh, What's that, a bisexual prospector, eh? I can play that.
Yes, we've cast it. This is getting into the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Totally. If Doctor Strange can get a movie.
The Stingers.
LG Yahoo.
Starring Bruce Dern with fists of gold.
No, it's great because the whole fucking Infinity War happens. Two whole movies of it or whatever. Thanos is lying dead and Thor's got his hammer. And he's like, I did it! And then, like, the credits go and the credits come up and, like, Thor is still, like, breathing heavily. And then Bruce Dern emerges from the shadows and then just kisses him on the lips and he turns into gold. And credits. We'll figure that out in the next movie. Oh, my God.
Exactly.
LG Yahoo turned him into gold by making out with him.
Howard the Duck sitting there for no reason. It's awesome.
This
would be a great movie.
Alternate take, by the way, Thor's raising the hammer like, we did it! A golden pickaxe flies right into the hammer and sticks it to a wall.
Yes.
And then it just cuts and it's LG Yahoo's Bruce Dern with two golden fists just going,
I love this. This is better than anything, any comic book ever.
It's certainly better than Fantastic Four.
The weird thing is, like, she's been apparently, like, by fucking Victor Von Doom for years. It's all been an elaborate mind game to get Reed Richards jealous. She's like,
what?
You never know. Like, yeah. No one does this.
Well, this
You look like Jessica Alba. Go anywhere.
She's doing the legwork for this. Yeah. I mean, it is. You're putting in effort.
How many princes? Just give me a round number of how many princes you said no to.
Yes, actual, honest to goodness princes.
Julian McMahon showed up.
Two princes, spin doctors.
Well, one wanted to buy her flowers, but one wanted to talk for hours, I think. Is that how that goes?
And then it was crazy because then Reed Richards came in and said, well, go ahead now.
Yes. It's like, yeah, Reed Richards wanted to buy her lockets, but Victor Von Doom wanted to buy her rockets.
It was all very confusing.
But yeah, I mean, like, this is Baby Cakes level crazy. Like, dude, go find anyone else.
It's so stupid. And
so, I would be creeped out if I was Reed Richards, too. Like, dude, this chick never... Wow, that's what you've been doing this whole time?
Yeah, but this is Reed Richards, though, and he's like, I'll take it.
Well, all right.
Nobody else can stand me, so you're on.
Stand me.
So, like Eric said, the thing is seduced to go to Julian McMahon's place.
They've got dueling, reversing the powers chambers on, like, opposite sides of the island. You can, like, see their buildings from the, you know, their respective rooftop penthouse science labs.
And the funny thing is, like, so it's this experimental procedure. We're about to simulate a cosmic storm. And Ben Grimm goes in there with slacks and a belt on. And I'm like, dude, I don't know. That belt has to come off at least.
Yep.
Did we not watch The Fly? Did everybody wants to? You're all scientists. You have to watch The Fly, right?
Dude, it's fucking crazy, man. You don't want to turn into the Rock belt buckle. What? That's the only way you could get worse from being the Thing.
Also, I deserve to see it naked.
Yes, exactly.
I want to see this
even
weird
an ass
monster
thing would be kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
Don't look at my butt.
They should do like an Elephant Man scene, unveiling him naked.
I just have this image of Eric outside the AMC Empire with a picket sign. More chickless ass. More chickless ass.
I need to know how this is going to work.
Wasn't chickless showing ass on The Shield?
I'm sure. At least a couple times.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I might be confusing him with Dennis Franz. Yeah.
He could play the Thing.
He certainly could. No, he's alive. They were just at the Emmys. Him and Jimmy Smits came out.
Did I ever tell you guys about how
you had lunch with Dennis Franz?
No, I heard Dennis Franz was right behind me at a screening of Inherent Vice.
What?
Whoa. And him and his wife, they walked out 20 minutes in.
Yeah, not surprised.
And all I heard was, fuck. And, like, just he left.
You know what? I don't...
Was he cut from the movie, maybe?
I don't know.
He didn't need to see the movie because he lived that movie.
Yes.
That's what he was doing in the 70s, man.
So whatever, like, Ben Grimm goes in, it works, he's reversed, Dr. Doom is more powerful because of it, and then we go have this big fucking street fight.
It's weird, but, like, Michael Chiklis is, like, completely hairless. He looks like a baby. Like, he looks like the baby from Roger Rabbit when he puts these pants on and his fucking jacket.
If you had, like those weird things that people put on the internet, like real life versions of cartoon characters,
yes.
If you had the baby from Roger Rabbit, it would be Michael Chiklis crawling out of this machine like a fucking hairless mole.
He's like, it worked, Vic, it worked. So, like, he's cured. Great. Never, ever. Here's the thing. Oh, my God, you dodged a bullet. You are no longer a huge rock monster. Like, yep. You're not going to go back with Deb. Deb's, forget about it. You got this blonde.
Fuck her.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Fuck her. I mean, you lost the blind woman, though. That's kind of the problem. Yeah. You lost Kerry Washington.
Yeah.
Because she definitely is not into Michael Chiklis.
Yeah, she was just into the rock monster.
Yeah. He's a gentle soul.
But, you know, he could. I'm sure him and Blumkin can figure things out.
He's on got the road with connects. Blumkin.
Yeah, you know.
I know some sex clubs downtown. Don't worry about it, Chiklis. We'll figure it out.
I don't care what you look like, as long as you're not made of rock.
let me ask you something there, Ben. Do you have any idea about how many Starbucks are across this great nation? And do you have any idea about how many escorts are across this great nation?
Oh, you ever bring an escort into a Denny's, brother? Forget about it.
They're all staring at you because they want to be you.
They're all jealous. He walks out and everyone's disgusted with his escort. You're all jealous! Oh, whatever. So he kidnaps Mr. Fantastic somehow, and he turns him into ice, and he keeps doing this thing, which is very annoying. He's like, you know what happens when rubber gets cold, don't you, Reed? Well, he's not actually rubber. He's a fucking man.
Yeah, totally. You know what happens when lightning hits a toad, by the way?
Oh, they do allude to...
Bend over and I'll show you.
Speaking of bend over and I'll show you, they do allude to Reed's... genitalia being able to get longer and bigger or whatever.
At least once.
Yeah,
because Johnny Storm, I keep almost saying Johnny Blaze. Who the fuck is Johnny Blaze?
He's Ghost Rider.
Oh, God.
Who's also dirt biking in that first movie, isn't
yes,
he?
Yes, quite a lot.
There's just too much. Anyway, there's too much out there.
Did I ever
just cancel some issues?
Did anybody else read about Nick Cage saying that he got the inspiration for Ghost Rider from The Scream?
What?
Oh. Edvard Munch's The Scream. He said... The Ghost Rider was my version of Edvard Munch's The Scream.
Oh, that's stupid.
He's an interesting guy.
A weird fella, as it turns out.
Not going to lie, that makes the movie better to me.
But so at the X Games.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He gives that stupid speech to the cameras about like, oh, and she's Invisible Girl.
Oh,
and,
right.
You know,
he's Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah, you're right. He's The Thing. So, and that's when someone asks him about Mr. Fantastic's...
dick, yeah. Dick. They're like, oh, it's the old does everything stretch question.
Right. Which it's like, why... I understand asking that question, but follow-up question, what's going on with The Thing?
Yeah, no,
I don't want to keep harping on it, but what is going on with The Thing?
But the weirdest part is, so he gets asked that question, and he's like, yeah, I find him to be more limp than not, which is just like whoa,
you found him?
Yeah, like, what do you know about this dude's hard dick, man?
Like, he's tried to have sex with him, and it didn't work out? Or maybe Sue Storm is telling her brother all about the dicks she gets.
Oh, man.
Like, rating the dick.
No,
he does at one point call Victor a super stud, but that's more like we're in the stud club, so we can call each other super studs, I guess.
Oh, I know.
I've never been in the stud club.
I know that game.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a lifelong member of the stud club.
Strutting studs.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, that's how it goes.
Yeah, that is how it
that's
goes.
That's just life in the stud club.
Whatever. So then, like, it's a big to-do.
They fight.
The thing breaks through the wall, and he's rethinged himself, which, dude, you're telling me this dude is a pilot. How does he know how to control that machine?
That's a great question.
# nobody sees anything.
But, like, yeah, never would I. Like, I mean, like, you know, you've got a fire guy, an invisible woman. They could figure it out. And also the military. He's just a fucking metal guy with electricity.
Exactly.
Shoot this dude in the head.
He should learn to just come in. Like, that's what it is. Ben Grimm comes in with a fucking machine gun.
Yes.
And just, like, downs this dude. He's like, see, I did it the Brooklyn way.
Perfect.
But he gets, oh, by the way, the Dr. Doom mask comes from some humanitarian award he got. Like, here's an ominous monster mask.
It's a gift from the Latverian people, dude.
Oh, it's beautiful. So
it was a BAFTA award.
BAFTA's best face award.
New faces. They fight. It spills out into the street.
There's a great moment before, right before they get into the street, where there's a pool fight.
Oh, right.
Because the thing like jumps on them, and they go through a bunch of floors, and they land in a pool for a second. And the thing's like hitting Dr. Doom on the head in the pool, and then the pool breaks, and they shoot out the side of the building. Yeah. And then it's just this dumb street
fight. We do get it's clobbering time. It's very important to get that. Oh, and we do get a flame on as well. You know, you got to get
these great. But that reminds me of, you know, we're talking about LG, Yahoo, Burger King, you know, all these great sponsors. Fucking Johnny Storm bringing the Thing action figure.
Oh, yeah.
Into the thing. I almost broke my TV. I was so furious.
It's so stupid. It's
just the toy
stupid.
Line that they had.
Yeah, just stop. Just I stop think, right now.
Hilariously, though, the toy, because he says something about like, oh, it's just a prototype or whatever. The toy, correct me if I'm wrong, looks like the Corman movie thing. Like, it looks kind of shitty. Like, it's kind of funny.
And he says it's clobbering time. That's where he gets it. So he's like, oh, that toy that I hated said this, so I'm going to say it while I kill Victor Von Doom.
Yeah, that's right. I'm quoting a toy.
Well, I guess I am going to sell out. Let's do it.
So they're fighting, and Mr. Fantastic hatches this plan. We're like, hey, let's burn this guy alive.
Totally, dude.
Let's
like the witch that
him
he is.
Up, dude. He's like, hey, Johnny, you have to go supernova, obviously. And he's like, Sue, you can contain the blast with your fucking invisible shield, which doesn't make any sense. But like, they fucking put this guy in a pressure cooker and burn him alive.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's like flash boiling a pot of chili.
And so he's just invincible then, right? I mean, if this doesn't... I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You are Thanos. You've done it.
And he's like, hey, Victor, you know what happens when metal gets super heat? And like, because this is the thing. The thing does, like, it's like, oh, Johnny, you do this. You know, Sue, Johnny, you burn him. Sue, you contain the blast. The thing turned himself into a rock monster for nothing, because all he does is kick a fucking fire hydrant.
Well, who's going to kick that fire hydrant, dude?
All you need is a pipe. All you need literally is a fucking wrench.
Firefighters. Yes. Actual firefighters.
Also true.
Why? Yeah, where's their PR manager / fire chief?
Why would you ever go back to being the thing?
It's so stupid. I would just leave town. I'd never see these people again.
It would just be like their butler.
And this is the thing that pisses me off the most, because the whole movie, the center of the movie is him being sad that he's the thing.
Sure. Right?
Whole thing.
Right.
So then you're like, "Dah, fuck it." Empty out the whole thing. Every emotional moment you had that you tried to have in this fucking movie.
Hey, do you think that that's the title of Ben Grimm's autobiography, The Whole Thing?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
But I guess the lesson of the film is to accept who you are. You're a monster.
Forever now.
Yep. You were always a monster. You were just a monster waiting to happen.
Exactly.
So it's not fuck it.
No.
I thought the message of the movie was fuck it.
So Ben Grimm kicks a fire hydrant and diverts the blast, and he Victor turns into like a statue, essentially.
Which is, you know, ironic, because the start of the movie, they're in the lobby of his building and he's erected a big statue of himself. And everybody's just jerking off.
Yeah, everybody's having fun now.
Now we're at a party.
We're at a party on a boat, and the fucking funniest thing ever is there's a hand-painted banner that says, "Thank you, Fantastic Four," at their, like, thank you banquet run by the bartender of that sleazy werewolf bar.
And then the thing is wearing Nikes now. Like, I mean, and, you know, like...
Corporate sponsorship.
Why wear shoes? Because what you're going to have to do... Like, putting on pants, I get. But shoes, hey, like, you're not going to step on glass.
That's true.
And, like... Someone has to tie those for you, and that's just embarrassing.
You know what, though, man? You're walking around New York City. You're getting, like, gum on there.
Oh, that's a
problem. He doesn't want to get his rocks dirty.
Yeah, like, heaven forbid you step on a used condom.
Which
one? You ever see those? A used condom on the street?
I've heard of these.
I've heard
tell. Never seen one in real life.
That's the worst thing that happens to you as a rock monster. I say let it go.
And there's like a quote-unquote innocent joke where like it's Johnny Storm and like four beautiful girls because he's a good-looking dude.
It's like,
so
hey,
he's into group sex? Like what?
Why not?
Hey, thing, you want to get your rocks off? And then they do mouth stuff.
Hey, Johnny, are you going to use all those girls? Hey, Johnny.
Meet me
in the bathroom, Johnny.
Hey,
Johnny.
Is there a bathroom on this boat or what?
By the way, you're going to use all those girls.
Oh, gross.
Willy Blumpkin's a gross dude, man.
He is a gross dude. And so are the characters we portray on the internet.
So there's sort of like a little bit of a stinger right before the credits, because Hamish Linklater is like boarding this Dr. Doom statue up into a container on a barge, and it's going back to Latveria, and you see like the dude's got his little like UPS shipping computer thing, and like it like goes on the fritz for a second, and Hamish Linklater like kind of turns around like, well, sequel? I don't know, Davey. We'll have to figure it out.
Sending Dracula back to the old country.
Yeah, exactly.
So, no one's going to live on that boat afterwards, by the way. Going to kill them off one by one.
Yeah, I never saw this the sequel.
Yeah,
Is he a dictator in Latvia now? Latvia, that's a real place.
Latveria. I think that happens a little bit.
Isn't he less prominent though?
He is,
because Silver Surfer's around.
It's Silver Surfer and the Cloud of Galactus.
Okay, so yeah. Silver Surfer is the villain in the next movie.
Kind of mostly, yeah. Like it's like,
he's more of an anti-hero.
Yeah,
yes. Something like that.
He's a lot of
it is. Easily one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
It's terrible.
I would say.
Do you remember when that trailer came out? Everyone was like, oh my God.
Because Silver Surfer.
That was me, man.
You know what, it's all about probably, Silver Surfer.
This is probably what I'm referencing.
Because I was like, I hated this movie when it came out. I didn't like it. Like, it's not good. But the next one, it's that stupid thing that you get tricked into where you're like, this movie set enough ground for a better sequel. That never works.
You cannot do that bargaining with movies like that. It's always a bad idea.
The first one's bad unless it's a new director or something that you can say, oh, point to that you like.
Maybe.
Better writer, maybe.
Although they totally have the audacity to call that movie The Rise of the Silver Surfer. Guess what? It's also The Fucking Fall. You'll never see that thing on screen again.
Because it has to be a cartoon.
Never say never.
I guess that's true. Would anybody recommend this movie?
Never.
I would not recommend this movie, but I do think it's kind of a hangover movie. I think it's better than the 2015 version. It's an hour and 45 minutes long. Nothing really happens. No one's really raising their voice. I mean, like...
What are you talking about? They're bickering the whole time.
That's, yelling, I guess that's true.
Loud fucking explosions. The idea of watching this while I have a hangover gives me a panic attack.
I do find this movie mostly inoffensive as a superhero movie. Like, it's bad. It's not good. It's for babies. But, it's
just so totally forgettable in that regard.
Exactly. But it also kind of gets the tone better than I think the 2015 movie does, even though it's bad. And if you want a good Fantastic Four movie, watch The Incredibles.
Yeah, that's about it.
That's true.
Absolutely not. 100% no. Do not watch this movie.
Big fat goose egg from Chris Cab.
I'm so happy because I don't have to watch this movie ever again.
Yeah, you're done with it.
I'm done completely. And until we end up doing that fucking Rise of the Silver Surfer,
it's gonna happen at some point.
Until then, I'm gonna be happy until that happens, and then I'm gonna be really sad.
I hated this movie. I dodged it for 11 years, and now I had to watch it, and it was worse than I thought it was going to be, and I wouldn't recommend it. I'd say instead what you should do is close your eyes and imagine that kick-ass LG Yahoo movie we were talking about.
Uh-huh.
And like he's coming, and now like maybe Dennis Franz plays like his descendant that he's haunting. Like,
now
I'm living in your house.
And also, honestly, LG Yahoo, James Gunn, I know you're listening, Guardians of the Galaxy 3, he could show up.
Totally. Why the hell not?
He belongs in space, Marvel.
But this is the thing, though. One, I would not recommend this movie. Two, I would recommend someone figuring out a way where we can write and you would draw the LG Yahoo comic, because everything has to start with a comic. He's got to be a comic property before we can make him into a comic book hero movie guy.
That's true.
Right? So we got to do the LG Yahoo comic first. Figure that out. Get it going. Maybe a little like animated web series. Get that going.
That's the way to do it.
Figure it out.
So this is like a 10-year plan we're getting here.
Yeah. And I will say, I like the Josh Trank movie better than this. It's not a good movie, but I found it more watchable. The thing is with me, I don't like... it is like more for babies. This particular property tends to skew younger.
Sure.
I don't appreciate that tone. I liked that the Trank movie was like a little more of like a darker tone to it. It doesn't entirely work. And Miles Teller, my God, who can stand it? What's his name?
Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan is fucking awesome in that movie. You know, so like there's cool things floating around.
Got some good Reggie Cathy's in that.
Reggie Cathy, that's right. He's that dude fucking rules too. So there's that movie's got some things going for it, and I'm glad I never have to watch this movie again. But you know what? I will say about that Rise of the Silver Surfer. You want to talk about a fucking hysterical death with Andre Brower in that movie?
He gets it. doesn't Brian Posehn die in that movie or no? He's in that movie.
Yes.
He's
actually, you're right, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's a twofer.
Yeah.
You can see Brian Posehn get killed outside of a Rob Zombie movie. That's Fantastic Four from 2005, directed by Tim Story. If you want more We Hate Movies, check out WHMPodcast.com or find us over at SideshowNetwork.tv. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Right into the mailbag, WeAllHateMovies@gmail.com. If you go to WHMPodcast, click on that shop button, baby. It takes you right to our T Public store. Pick up some merch there. Support the show that way. Or if you want to join our Patreon, if you haven't done that yet, patreon.com/WeHateMovies.
A lot of good stuff on that right, Patreon, guys.
Well, let's mention what we had for November. We had the RoboCop animated series where RoboCop fights the Ku Klux Klan for some reason.
Pretty much. And then, of course, the Nexus, our Star Trek podcast, continuing on there.
With the worst episode of Next Generation that ever... I mean, we might say this every month, but this is a really bad one.
It's up there.
Yeah, Code of Honor. Yeah. And we're also talking about the original series episode, Charlie X.
Charlie X. That's right. So again, that's patreon.com/WeHateMovies. Now, coming up next week on the show, what the hell do we got going on?
It's the happening, bro.
Oh, that's right. Sick. Oh, shit.
The trees are going to get me.
Oh, shit. Is that John Leguizamo slitting his wrists in the middle of the road? Hey, I'll sign up for that, brother.
This is another movie I successfully dodged until I was drafted into service here.
And that will feature a special guest, friend of the show, Justin J. Case, will be stopping by in studio to chat about that. M. Night Shyamalan's The Happening. Until next week, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Seda.
Chris Grimm.
Eric Siska.
Take it easy.